show the very great riches of his grace. He shows that grace by being kind to us in Christ Jesus. You have been saved by grace because you believe. You did not save yourselves. It was a gift from God. You cannot boast that you are saved by the work you have done. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us new people so that we would do good works. God had planned in advance those good works for us. He had planned for us to live our lives doing them. Praise God. The scripture here is, we've been saved by grace through faith because we believe. And he raised us up with Christ and gave us a seat with him in the heavens. He did this for those who of us who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. What's grace? Grace is God's unmerited favor. What we don't deserve. Grace is God's, all of God's goodness, all of God's forgiveness, all of God's mercy. Everything good about God is God's grace to us. And we did not deserve the grace of God that he's poured on all of us who are in Christ Jesus. This grace is extended to everyone. Amen. Not only us here, anyone who would receive it. And the grace of God is on end. We cannot earn it. We don't deserve it. And it's undeserved. It's unmerited. You don't say to yourself, oh, I merit his grace, so I should be giving grace. No. He says we were saved. Salvation covers everything we can think of. It's not just the forgiveness of our sins. It is salvation, being made whole in every area of our lives. It is a free gift. It's not reward. Salvation is not reward. It is a free gift. What's a gift? I shared what an explanation of gift some other time, and I said, I hope I can quickly get it. A gift is a thing given willingly to someone without payment, something given voluntarily without payment in return, as to show favor towards someone. That's a dictionary definition of gift. So the grace of God and the salvation of God is a free gift. And what I want us to get today is we cannot work to earn the grace of God. We cannot work to earn the salvation of God. It is a free gift. And we get this salvation, this gift of God, by faith, by believing. How do we believe? What is faith? Faith is hearing what God says, hearing God's word, and believing. Growing up, I used to think of faith as, you must have faith. You know, you kind of try to psych yourself up. Yeah, I must believe in order to receive. But it's so simple. Faith is believe. Believe and you will be saved. Amen. So if the salvation or the grace of God is something you have to work for in order to earn it, then possibly some people will not receive. They won't be able to earn it. Because some people will be disqualified. I was listening to a preacher recently. I think it was Andrew Farley. And he was talking about Jesus when in the Bible some people say to him, oh, why are you eating with these sinners? Okay? So the Pharisees, who were under the law, who were all
making sure that they follow the law, we're already judging people. We're already saying to people, saying some people cannot earn the goodness of God. Some people cannot earn the grace of God. And it's the same even today in the world. Some people have been told you don't qualify, you don't meet up. Okay? God, and some people have disqualified themselves. I can't get God to listen to me or to hear me or to do this or that for me because look at how I'm living. Look at my life. You see? So, but the good news is salvation and the grace of God is free. It is a gift that God has on his own will given to us freely. And he said, you know what? If you believe it, come in and receive. Praise God. So if we have to work to earn or to merit God's goodness, God's favor in our lives, then some of us may have to struggle. We will struggle to earn God's blessings because the blessings of God are so much. And he says, you know what? Come in and receive. So I'll just go to Romans chapter 4, 13 to 16. Says Abraham and his descendants received the promise that the whole world would belong to them. But Abraham did not receive that promise through the law. He received it because he was right with God through his faith. If people could receive what God promised by following the law, then faith is worthless, and God's promise to Abraham is worthless. Because the law can only bring God's anger. But if there is no law, then there is nothing to disobey. So people receive God's promise by having faith. This happens so that the promise can be a free gift. And if the promise is a free gift, then all of Abraham's children can have that promise. The promise is not only for those people that live under the law of Moses. It is for anyone who lives with faith like Abraham. He is the father of us all. Amen. He says, it is for everyone. It is for every one of us. It is a gift open up for everyone. It's not something that we have to go and work. You see, the law makes us work in order to earn. If you see the book of Deuteronomy, it says from verses 1 to 14, if you do all these things right, then you'll be blessed. And then from 15 to like 60 something, it's scary to me. Where you see all the curses, so much. So it's if you break the law, and the law is about self-effort, it's about working hard to earn God's blessings. Okay? But the Bible says, before the law came, Abraham was already blessed. God blessed him. God promised blessings to him and his descendants. And it says, to whomever will have the faith that Abraham had, will receive the same blessing. He did not receive the blessings by being under the law. At the time, there was no law. But God blessed him immeasurably. Amen. And that's God's nature. It wasn't God's will that the law should be brought in. It was because of human beings, you know, how we were. It's like even now, many, many, many people would rather have steps to this. You know, I get fed up now with, you know, 5 steps to a good marriage, 5 steps to living this, 5 steps to, That's the law. Amen. But you see, what God says, only believe. You don't need, because when you do those steps, you're actually working. You're working hard. And that's not the way of God. The way God wants us to receive from him is to believe. And he says he's already given us everything. Everything we need, we already have. How much do we believe that? How much? I was sitting here just praising God and worshiping God. Like I said, there's so many things I could share. But, you know, recently I have been believing God more, or beginning to tell myself I need to believe God more, because actually God is truth. He's truth. He says, let God be true and every man a liar. His words are yea and amen. Do I believe that? Why don't I believe that? Because we may not say with our mouth that we don't believe God, but when things happen, how do we react to those things? It actually shows what we actually believe. Amen. And I have been set free now because I know where my unbelief came from. It says, the deceitfulness of sin. Sin brings lies to us. When something happens and the first thought that comes to your mind, what's the first thought that comes to your mind? Is it fear or is it faith? Fear. Sin will bring fear. That's the first thing sin we do. And its work is to try and make you doubt God. The Bible says, the carnal man cannot please God, and he can never please God. Anyone who is in the flesh. So what sin tries to do is to make us be in opposition to God. So I said to myself, the minute that doubt comes, I said, come on, yes, now I know where you're coming from, so stop. What does God's word say? God's word says, I am the blessed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. Okay? So the minute the doubt or the fear comes, you know that this is not God. This is not you. Okay? And then you have to switch from that doubt, that unbelief, to what God's word says. Amen. So, I want to read from the New Living Translation, verse 2 to 3 of Romans 4. I think there's something there I wanted us to kind of get. Romans 4, 2 to 3 says, if his good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have had something to boast about. But that was not God's way. For the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. So if his good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have had something to boast about. You see, the Pharisees, they had a lot to boast about. Jesus gave a parable of two people praying. One was like, oh God, you know me. I'm not like that sinner there, because I do this and this and this. I keep all the Ten Commandments. I keep the law. So I'm good. You have to bless me. Amen. And then there was this other man who was like, oh God, it's your mercy. And I receive your mercy today, Lord. And God said, this person who came to God asking for mercy is the person that has pleased God. Amen. Because when we try to work to gain rewards from God, then we have opportunity to boast. But the Bible says we can't boast before God. We can't come before God with the works of our hands. With what we've done, we have to come only bringing the blood of Jesus. Amen. Bringing before God the finished work of Jesus. That's the only thing we have to bring before God. Have we done anything in this life that we regret? Have we done anything we are ashamed of? What do we do? Do we beat ourselves up? I used to do that. Sometimes I still do it. Amen. But the Bible says, come before God. Come before the throne of grace. Come boldly unto his throne of grace and receive mercy and grace. He says, I give it freely. It's all free. Come and receive it. When we look at what we've done wrong, then we are trying to measure ourselves against the rewards that we can get from God. So when we see that we've not done, we don't measure up, then we disqualify ourselves. We can't get God's reward. No. The Bible says his gift is free. His grace is free. Come and receive. So what we find here is God giving us the opportunity to be in his family, to be his children without so much as working hard to be in his family. We don't have to work hard to be in his family. Anybody, just come in. It's not like our natural families. Nobody can just come in and just say, I'm a member of your family. It can't work, okay? But God says, come. I have so many. You know, I have so many rooms. Jesus said, there's so many rooms in my Father's house. Come in. Okay? It's open. The door is wide open. And it's a blessing that it's so easy to come in. It's so sad when I see people who, you know, they don't know how to come in into and be a part of God's family. Probably because of they've heard wrongly, okay, about God and the way God has been portrayed over time, and they feel they can't come in, and it's sad. And it's sad. Amen. So there's a level playing ground now for everyone. It's level playing, okay? So the only thing you need is believe. It says believe and be saved. He said God has made it so easy, but people, religion has made it so difficult for people to receive. Religion has made it a matter of works. Even though Christ has come and the law has been fulfilled for us who believe, okay? But still, even in the church, it's still very difficult for people to receive freely. They still believe they have to work hard for it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, so God made us able to be servants of a new agreement from himself to his people. This new agreement is not a written law. It is of the Spirit. The written law brings death, but the Spirit gives life. King James says, God has made us able ministers of the new covenant. NIV says, competent, has made us competent ministers. Amen. It says here, servants. God has made us able, competent to be servants of a new agreement. John was saying something about servants during worship. Okay? Some people believe it's all about you being a servant of God, serving God. You know, we are all servants of God. But the truth is, we are all children of God. We are all sons and daughters of God. We are not servants. We are his children, dearly loved children. He says a servant does not know what the master does, because the servant does not stay in the house. The servant stays in the quarters. Amen. But we are all children of God. But we are servants to people. Just like Christ was a servant, when he came, he was a servant to us. He humbled himself and took on the form of a servant. And he came, he wasn't a servant to God. He came as a servant to serve us. So the Bible says he's made us able servants to people.
we should go out there telling people this good news. Okay? It's a new covenant, not of the old that was written. The written covenant is the law, the Ten Commandments, about being do good and receive good. Do bad and you receive bad. That was the old covenant. The new covenant is God is good and he's made us all good. And we don't have to try to do good to get him. So today, under Christ Jesus, under the new covenant, we have peace with God, he says in Ephesians chapter 5. I think so. was it Romans? Amen. Romans chapter 5. Amen. It says, because of our faith, Romans chapter 5 from verse 1, because of our faith, we have peace with God. And that's the good news. That's the new covenant, that today we have peace with God because of we believe in what Jesus Christ have done. So today, like John was saying, we are missionaries. Amen. In whatever sphere we find ourselves, we are missionaries of the new covenant, telling people, God loves you. God is not angry with you. God has forgiven you your sins. In fact, the thing that blows people's minds is that, you mean God has forgiven my sins that I'm going to commit in 10 years' time? And they find it difficult to believe. Whatever you've done, you're going to do, it's already dealt with. It's already forgiven. Amen. And they struggle to understand that. They struggle to accept it. But if anyone can accept that it's already done, the sin problem is already dealt with, then we can come boldly before God and say, Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ. I thank you because I don't have to measure myself with my good works and tick, 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 just like some religions do today. Amen. So what's the criteria? The criteria of coming to God's family is belief. Only belief. So now that you have believed and you have entered into God's family, how do you continue to live? I've heard people say, oh, now that you have believed, you have to now keep the Ten Commandments. Or yeah, some churches still do that. Okay? But it says, now that you have believed, how do you now live? Do you believe and get in and then continue in works? Continue in obeying the law? Continue in trying, working hard to please God? No, he says in Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, 6 to 8. I hope I find my Colossians. Okay. So 2 to 8. No, sorry. So Colossians 2, 6 to 8. It says, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live in him. Keep your roots deep in him and have your lives built on him. Be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always be thankful. Be sure that no one leads you away with false ideas and words that mean nothing. Those ideas come from men. They are the worthless ideas of this world. They are not from Christ. When Thais was sharing, she was sharing about, principalities and powers and all that. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, there's a God of this world that is orchestrating, that is causing. So when you look at politics, when you look at things happening in the world, there's a God of this world, okay? The God of the world system, okay? But here, the Bible is saying, it says, be sure that no one leads you away with false ideas and words that mean nothing. These ideas come from men. And if these men are not in Christ, if they are under the God of this world, they will bring philosophies. That's what King James calls it. Philosophies, what their ideas, their thoughts. And today you find Christians even running with what, the news is saying, the media is saying, this research has been done
60% of females don't get jobs. They are marginalized. You know, so people believe this kind of things, and you know, and not believe God that says you are above and not beneath. In Christ, there is no male or female. So this is you, and this is what God's word says. But if you listen to all these people, okay, and then what's going to happen? You're going to be putting yourself back under the law, and you're going to try to struggle to measure up to God. But he says, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live in him. How did we receive Christ? By belief. We believed. When we heard the word, we believed in Christ, and we came in into his fold, into his family. He says, so continue to believe. That's how we continue to live now. We continue to believe his word. We continue to believe what he says concerning every situation of our lives. We continue to believe him. So when that situation happens and we are staring at it and it looks so real, what does God's word say? That's what we ought to believe. And the Bible says about thoughts. What should we think about? Things that are pure, things that are good, a good report. And anything that is pure, good, can only come from God's word. Amen. And so that's how we continue to live, by faith. By faith, just like John was saying, you know, he said we have to hear. He said you have to keep speaking it. Somebody said, I can't remember if it's Andrew Womack, but somebody says the Bible did not say faith comes by reading. It says faith comes by hearing. Okay? You read it, yes, but you have to speak it. He says faith is voice activated. Okay, so you have to speak it, so your ear will hear it. And then it will begin to. And the words are spirit. They build things. So it's very important. Amen. So, he said the Lord demands that you work hard to earn and merit and deserve God's blessings and rewards. But remember, Romans 4:15 that we read it a while ago, says the law can only bring God's anger. The law can only bring God's wrath. So when we decide or choose to put ourselves under the Ten Commandments or all the other commandments, okay, or the commandments or the laws we've made for ourselves even, okay, they will not bring out the goodness of God. It will only bring out the anger of God, because the law breeds sin. Because even it says also the law is the strength of sin. The Bible says in Romans, the law is the strength of sin. When the law came, sin became very strong, became aroused. Amen. So when we put ourselves under the law, we are putting ourselves under a lot of bondage. Sin comes alive, and the job of sin is to bring us to death, to bring confusion, problems in our lives. Amen. So even right relationship with God comes by faith, not the law. That's in Romans chapter 4, verse 16, when the Bible was saying about Abraham. Abraham had a right relationship with God because he believed. He believed God. Amen. So today, what do we believe? What do we believe? Do we believe in the grace of God being free, or we have to work to earn God's rewards? It's so amazing because he's already given us all these things free of charge. It doesn't make sense. He's already paid for it. Why go and work for it? When just like, why do we work? Because in this world now, why do we work? Because we need money to live, right? But somebody comes and puts millions in your account and says, you don't have to work. Or you won the lottery, which is more what people understand. You won the lottery. You won't go and work. You won't go and maybe be a cleaner and be cleaning the floor because I need to work to get money. No. So the Bible says he's giving us everything. It's free. It's free. We don't even have to go asking God for healing because he's healed us. Amen. I usually have some pains, but I have to retrain myself. Now that's what the Bible says about renewing our minds. I have to retrain myself to believe that actually I'm healed. I'm rich. I'm strong. Amen. It's free. Praise God. All we need is believe. Believe. It is free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Father, we just give you praise. We thank you for your word. We bless your name because your word, oh God, is quick and active. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you because your word will just pierce into our hearts, into truth, to our souls, oh God, King of glory, to our bodies. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name because this week, oh God, your word will keep coming to us and reminding us, Lord, of your goodness, of the free gift we have received from you. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I just encourage you to make a note of those scriptures that Rita shared and just meditate on them this week. Ask the Lord to speak to you through them. And, you know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, my emotions might be everywhere, my mind might be going crazy, but God's word, when you put it in your heart, it just brings you right back into stability and helps you to walk that path. So praise God for that. And